No need to look any farther, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. No need to look any farther, you chose the right station.
Fighting!
Mr. Cowboy
Nation! The blue corner!
One more time for the people in the back of that thing, man.
Nation.
Yeah. How y'all doing? I know a lot of y'all thought I wasn't going to show up, you know, but I'm here. Can you dig it? I'm here. Let me get in this comment section right quick. Welcome to, what is going on with this computer? Facebook, y'all got to get it together. All right, so welcome to Let's Talk Football, Mr. Cowboy. Let me see if I can multitask here. Welcome to Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. I am your host, Mr. Cowboy Nation. Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation is brought to you by Snap Pick Productions, right? We have a YouTube channel, Mr. Cowboy Nation. There we go. Mr. Cowboy Nation, all the episodes are uploaded to there. You know, everything we ever shot is on that YouTube channel. Can you dig it? IG _ Mr. Cowboy Nation _. Boy. Facebook get on my nerves with these updates, bro. Just leave it the same so I know what to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, now everything's different. I can't get to the comment section. I might well watch this on my phone. Anyway, Cash App donations, you're going to see my producer drop the, that's cool. I can file the comments on my phone. I'm cool. All right, so you're going to see the producer drop the Cash App tag right here on the front of the desk. Can you dig it? Your financial support is welcome and needed and appreciated and all that. Available platforms. We are available wherever you get your podcasts. All major platforms. My personal favorite being Spotify. Can you dig it? Because when you go to Spotify and you search Let's Talk Football, Mr. Cowboy Nation. I'm sorry, I'm thinking about the other show. you search Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. Now that with Mr. Cowboy Nation is very important because there are a lot of Let's Talk Footballs with Mr. Cowboy Nation. Oh my God, boy, I'm just all over the place today. There are a lot of Let's Talk Footballs, but there's only one Let's Talk Football, Mr. Cowboy Nation. Let's go ahead and get into it. As y'all can see, I got a lot on my chest, as y'all can see by yesterday. Let's get to it. Let's go get to it so I can go unload this. y'all can't see this evening. I know you're playing. Come on, let's get it, man. Let's get it. Yeah. Petty. Pendergrass. It's in the bill. Let's go, man. All right. So, I see y'all in the comment section. I got you, Ron. Let me get to you. First, I want to see old Tyreek Stevenson. Come on down here and see me. Boy, so if you are not familiar with what Tyreek Stevenson did, right? The Hail Mary that ended the Washington Commanders Chicago Bears game, right? We all saw that. But what some of y'all didn't see, Tyreek Stevenson plays corner or safety, whatever. He's in the secondary for the Chicago Bears. So what a lot of y'all didn't see was Tyreek Stevenson running up the sideline, taunting the Commanders fans, right? Ah, y'all lost. Ah, right before the Hail Mary, right? Ah, y'all lost. So they hiked the ball, and he's still pointing and talking in the stand. He turned around, oh, hell, the play, right? He runs in the play and tips the ball to Noah Brown. You big dummy. Tips the ball to Noah Brown. Commanders win on the walk-off Hail Mary. Thanks to the guy that was taunting the fans, right? Oh, my. man.
You big dummy.
Oh, man, Tyrese Stevenson. Oh, man. Oh, man. Nobody ever told you the game is not over till it's out zeros in fourth quarter? Right, I blame you, coach. I blame you, coach. You ain't got no home training. So come on down here and see me. Come on down and see me, Tyree. And then you want to apologize. My boy Rodney said we had him and let him off the hook. The other Minnesota coach said... I'm going to get to the game, Rodney. All right, so next. Lee, what it do, man? Lee Harrison in the building, what it do? All right, so next. I'm really trying to get this computer straight now because I want to follow y'all on this computer and not this phone. Y'all just bear with me. Y'all bear with me. I appreciate y'all for being patient. Next, let me get the Tennessee Titans down here. Yeah, y'all come on see me, Tennessee. Nah. Now, y'all down here, y'all not down here because y'all lost, right? It's the NFL. People lose every week, B, right? Ain't no, but 52 points. 52 points. I know when we gave up, 47 to the Detroit line, we had half our defense out. Because what it do, man? We had half the defense out. Like, y'all got a pretty nice defense on paper, bro. Like, how 52 points? And then, that ain't the kicker. Check this out. The Detroit Lions as a team, passed for 94 yards. Think I'm lying. Watch this. As a team. So how do you give up 52 points to a team that passed for 94 yards total? I say as a team, not Jared Goff. Jared Goff only had 85 of the 94 yards. So check out Jared Goff's stat line. This is hilarious. Like, we might as well go ahead and get Jared Goff the MVP trophy. Just based off this game. Check this out. Check out what Jared Goff did. Check these stats. If I'm not mistaken, Jared Goff had 85 yards passing with 4 TDs, and he had a touchdown reception. Damn. So the quarterback, here it go right here, y'all. So this the passing. I'm finna read you the complete numbers from Detroit's pass as a team. Now keep this in mind. David Montgomery went 1-1, 3 yards and a touchdown, right? Hendon Hooker put Hendon Hooker in there. He went 2 for 3, 6 yards. Jared Goff went 12 of 15 for 85 yards and 3 touchdowns. Yep, you heard that right. 12 for 15 for 85 yards the whole game and 3 touchdowns. And then check this out. Then Jared Goff. Then Jared Goff had. Jared Goff caught a touchdown, didn't he? He didn't? I thought Jared Goff caught a touchdown. There you go. He had a rushing touchdown. I'm sorry. He had one attempt for a yard. No, that wasn't a rushing touchdown. I could have sworn he caught one. But anywho, I don't see it on here. But I could have sworn he caught one. But 85 yards, 3 touchdowns. Nah, okay. David Montgomery. 2 for 1. Yeah. I can't find it. Okay, well, nah. Okay, whatever. But anyway, 85 yards. 3 touchdowns. And as a team, you know, 94 total yards receiving. What they get rushing? Maybe they ran for 250 yards, right? Nah, 164 yards rushing, which that's a decent day at the office, right? 164 yards rushing, 2 tubs. But then how they end up how do you give up 50 points to 94 yards rushing and 160 yards? You know, that's like 250 yards total offense. 52 points? What? 250 yards total offense and you give up 52 points? So how the hell does that happen, right? I'll tell you how that happened. 4 turnovers. 4 turnovers. This turnover after turnover, I just don't want the ball. Oh, my Tennessee. All right. So, Tennessee come up down here, and then let me get to why I'm really here. My boy Rodney said, Tennessee titties. What's that line? Suck them titties. Oh, my Rodney. All right. So this is the first. This is for those of you that are watching, right? Those of you watching now, those of you who will be watching later. Can you dig it? This is a first on Let's Talk Football. I ain't got no warm fuzzy feeling because I really ain't happy about this one. But what has to be done has to be done. So, here goes nothing. Mr. Cowboy Nation himself and the rest of Cowboy Nation, come on down here and see me. Well, how the hell you put yourself on petty, bro? Well, I'm going to tell you why. So, but it's a couple of reasons, right? So, speaking of the Tennessee Titans that just got 52 hung on them, that was my sleeper team pick for the year. I said the Tennessee Titans going to be better than advertised, damn it. They're going to compete. Calvin really going to ball out. Tony Pollard going to ball out. The defense looks nice. And look where we at now. Right? So, for that, that's why I'm over here. And Cowboy Nation, you know why. You know why I got me and Cowboy Nation. It's been a rough couple weeks for us, ain't it? Ain't it been rough? Like, got the brakes and rotors beat off us by the Detroit Lions, right? Lost to San Francisco yet again. The owner just is clueless. I ain't got a damn clue, right? Just refuse to admit that he wrong on anything. The players are telling him, hey, these tools are a distraction. Joe, what it do, baby? These tools are a distraction. And if you never taken a tour of the star, Dalton Schultz said it right after he got traded to Houston. He said he feel like he an animal in the zoo when the tours are going on. And let me elaborate on what Dalton Schultz was talking about, and I'm going to elaborate on what the players were saying. So when you take the tour through the star, You see the weight room of the Dallas Cowboys. When I tell you, it is absolutely glorious. Oh my God, I wanted to go in there and work out so bad. I know I'm a little old for that. I'm probably gonna pull something, but but oh my God, and it's like a glass, long glass wall. You can see directly into the weight room. Oh my God, it's beautiful, right? So, but you can like so if the players in there working out, you can. It's literally like a fishbowl. Like, you can watch, look in there and see the players. You can see who doing what. You see who working. You see who lollygagging. You see who really ain't with it today. You see all that. Right? So, I can understand how they could be a distraction. I can understand. I totally can understand, right? I'm trying to work out and I'm looking. I got 50 people standing there watching. Yeah, I'm going to be a little, you know. You're going to be a little. I can understand that. Well, Jerry, nah, not Jerry. I don't believe it. Dude, Jerry, you ain't lifted a weight in I don't know how long. How the hell you gonna tell them guys that it ain't a distraction? You know what I'm saying? Just ignorant, stubborn, senile, right? Cowboy Nation. Look, baby, we gotta be strong, okay? And I know it's been rough. So this me trying to make us laugh to keep from crying because it's been hell. It's been hell. he rebuilding, ain't told us nothing. Got us looking crazy out here in these streets. We talking smack to people, and he knowing damn well he just trying to get through this year. We looking real crazy out here in these streets. We looking real clownish, right? So, you know, come on down here, and we gonna get through this together. come on, Mr. Cowboy Nation, come on see me. Yeah, y'all be strong, man. We gonna get through this together. I got some good news for you. I'm gonna address the Cowboys later in the state of Cowboys. But right now, we're gonna take a break into action. Get a word from my sponsor. Let me get myself together. Hopefully, I can finish this show without cussing.
Introducing SnapX Podcast Network. Give your voice a platform through podcasting. If you're thinking about starting a podcast or already have one, let us help you. Contact us when you're ready at www.snapxpodcast.com. That's www.snapxpodcast.com. The SnapX Podcast Network.
All right, y'all. Let me just come and see what y'all got going on. Yeah, my boy Joe from Italy in the bin. Joe, I really appreciate you, man. I don't know if I tell you that or no. My cousin came in here. Appreciate it, cuz. He could say Purdy had as many rushing yards as both our running backs combined. My nose run faster than Zeke. Yeah. Zeke really wanted to smoke. He came out looking all right, you know, early in the game, but like, you know, what we do, we abandon the run. We get stopped for a couple 2 yard runs. We straight abandon it. Dak throw the ball 50 times. Like, this old line really blocking like that, but you know. Well, boy Joe said, can't believe I fell asleep with my phone in my hand. As soon as you came live, my phone turned on. That's what's up. That's a sign, Joe. That's a sign. I appreciate it, Joe. He could say, yeah, because what the Cowboys are, a bunch of dancing chickens. Man, they turned their place into some weird country club / zoo. You ain't lying, bro. It ain't been about football in a long time, Kush. And I'm a little disturbed by that. Can you dig it? Play cousin K Boogie in the building. Boy said the Yankees up 4 for real. Yankees showing signs of life. Well, Peso Cortez said he's sick of Jerry Jones. You and me both, man. I think everybody's sick of Jerry Jones at this point. I think everybody's sick of Jerry Jones, man. Exactly. Why abandon the run, right? And Zeke running that thing. Zeke was on a mission, right? Nah, we won't let Dak throw it 50 times. It's the 3 picks. Yeah. I'm getting the Dak. You know I'm getting the Dak, Rodney. You know I'm getting the Dak. They almost worse than the mosquitoes. Oh man. All right. So, question of the day, y'all. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Joe. Zeke wanted to smoke. Was saying, you know the way that ended in San Fran. You know Zeke had a chip. You know Zeke wanted to come in and run that ball down the ball. Why would you not feed Zeke? Especially the way he came out. Then Dalvin Cook was looking good too, right? So it's, you know, stay tuned for the state of the Cowboys. I wish I had a pen so I can write this in. I'm probably going to forget, so I got to go and spill the beans. All right, so if you watch Stars Talking Cowboys last night, my boy K-Boogie, play cousin K-Boogie here, he can confirm. We got a report on the show last night that Mike McCarthy and Jerry Jones kind of had a little run-in. Wasn't the fisticuffs, but they had a little, you know, little bumping of the heads. Right, so, you know, and like Peso said, he's sick. I think everybody's sick of Jerry at this point. Even Mike McCarthy. Like, everybody's sick of Jerry. Yes, I heard Mike and Jerry had some words, man. So, I see Peso said, Mike McCarthy is a terrible coach. He's a little lazy. He was an upgrade. I still think he was an upgrade to Garrett. But taking us all the way? Nah, I don't see it. I don't see it. Me too, on his ass we go. Big Mike play calling the suspect. Yeah, you know. And I got to talk about that too. Y'all hold that thought, bro. Because the state of the Cowboys is going to be on fire. Y'all keep talking like that, I'm going to move it up. Right, so. All right, so. Question of the day. Who was your favorite for MVP so far this season? My boy Joe said Jerry Jones reminds me of that drunk uncle that comes once a year to Thanksgiving dinner. Man, what? Ain't got advice for everybody, right? Don't know what the hell he doing. Hey, he that dude, right? Hey, he that dude. So who do y'all got for MVP so far this year, bro? I got Jerry. You got to go with Jerry Goff, right? To me, it's Jerry Goff. And you know it's a quarterback. You know it's a quarterback award. So I'm going Jared Goff 1, then Lamar 2, Now, whoever you want to put in behind that, you know, you can put in behind that. You know, but Patrick Mahomes, of course, is going to be in the running. You know, she's doing their thing. But I'm going to go with Jared Goff. Y'all let me know what y'all think. My boy K Boogie said confirmed it was a shouting match. Yeah, everybody. Roddy B said he got Mahomes hands down. I like Goff, man. Because I'm going to tell you what really won me over with Goff. My knock on Goff was always if you lay hands on him, he'll fold, right? Minnesota laid hands on him all game. And he stood tall and figured out a way to win the game. That's why I don't want to hear nothing about San Francisco with pressure and Dak, because Minnesota was laying Jared Goff down all game. And Jared Goff found a way to win that game, right? So I don't want to hear Dak was being pressured. Y'all can kill it. Y'all can kill it. I forgot. Hey, Henry is there. Yeah, Henry. You can throw Henry's name in the hat. Yeah. Explain what, Beach? Explain what, Rodney? What you talking about? But I like Jared Goff, man. I like Jared Goff. Let's go over to this week's Did You See That Moment. Speaking of the aforementioned Tyreek Stevenson, right? Tyreek Stevenson. So let's go over this week's Did You See That Moment from the Bears and Commanders game. Let's go check that out.
Throughout the rest of the game.
Oh, man.
Comes down to one last play.
One last play. Oh, man. He slips
and
out.
It's going to be.
Roll all the way.
The second. You're all the way back at the 30-yard line. Now you can step into it. Here comes the Hail Mary.
Oh, man.
The game on the line.
Oh, man.
And the ball is caught.
Oh, man.
It's a miracle.
Oh, man.
It's
oh, man, Tyreek Stevenson. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Now she was just taunting the fans. Now she was just taunting the fans and y'all lost it.
Stevenson, Noah Brown just standing back there all alone.
Look. Oh, man.
For the victory.
Oh, man.
It sounds crazy, but there's a method to the madness here.
Oh, man, Tyreek.
You always put one guy behind and try and put one in front and have two or three go jump for it.
Look.
Daniel's
oh, man, Tyreek. Tyreek Stevenson number 29, y'all. The one that literally tipped the ball to him. Oh, man. Oh, man. Boy, I'll cut you today. You running up sideline ton fans, bro. What you doing, man? You running up sideline ton fans, and you the one tipped the ball to him. Oh, man. Go and leave your jersey in the locker. You get the hell up out of here. Oh, man. What's y'all say? Yeah, somebody said Goff, Mahomes. You say explain Goff? Man, do you see Detroit? What you mean explain Goff? Do you see Detroit right now? Right? Detroit is balling, dude. Detroit is balling. Right? Detroit probably is the best team in the NFC right now. So, yeah, of course. Of course the QB is going to get, you know what I'm saying? Like, Detroit balling right now. Detroit, well, let's get into a perfect segue. Week 8 takes, right? So, Detroit and Green Bay looking like the two best teams in the NFC right now. Hands down. Right? So, that's why I like Jared Goff for MVP. You want to throw Jordan Love in there, I guess. But Malik Willis did hold it down while he was gone. So is he really the MVP? Right. So, but you take Goff off of the Lions, they trash, bro. With all them weapons. Like if you put another QB, if it ain't Mahomes or you know what I'm saying, or Lamar, nothing like that, the Lions are not the Lions. They the old Lions. Goff is really took a step forward, man. So, ooh, what we got? You know what's scary about watching the QB? He is just a rookie. Can you imagine next year he's in our division? I think, you know what, Washington, we heard that we want Dallas chance. We heard that. It didn't work out real well for you last time you did. You would think 56 points after calling us out last time, you would learn your lesson. But some people, you know, some in the worst of plays, some MF is always trying to ice skate up here, right? So we'll see. We'll see if you want Dallas for real this time, right? Last time you called Dallas out, Dak hung 56 on you. So, and they about pissed right now. This, you know, somebody gonna get work. Somebody gonna get work. So soon as they get right and get things figured out, somebody finna get brace and roll this beat off them. James Ellis in the building. What it do? I like Mahomes a little more than Goff. Mahomes finds a way to get it done, no matter who is injured or what weapons he has to work with. Preach! Preach! Oh, my. Now, there's a 49ers fan saying that about Patrick Mahomes, and I got people making excuses for that. That's why I love this show. That's why I love this show. That's why I love y'all, because y'all come on here, and y'all keep it a buck. You know what I'm saying? Now, rock with it. I really appreciate y'all. That's what I'm talking about. Right? I done seen Mahomes do it on one leg. I done seen him do it without a future Hall of Famer, Tyreek Hill. You know what I'm saying? Running back hurt. He just finds a way to get it done, right? And he ain't winning the games by himself. He not. But if he got the ball in the crunch, more times than not, he going to deliver. Like, you have confidence that Mahomes is going to get it done. So, yeah, I ain't going to argue with the Mahomes pick. I just like golf, you know, and I would really like to see somebody else win something. Kansas City's winning every damn thing right now. Can somebody else win something else? The Dallas Cowboys should be balling. We banged up tissue. So, just be strong, y'all. It's going to get better. The forecast is going to get better in a couple weeks. That's what I think. Detroit whole defense balling. Yeah, he's out of grits. Defense win championships, and Washington got another RG3 preach. Dak ain't it. I told you last year, boy. Woo. I'm going to get to Dak in a minute. Y'all would really make me move the State of the Cowboys up. Dak has lost to Mr. Irrelevant 3 times straight. You sure it ain't 4? I think it's 3 times straight. He lost to Jimmy G the first year. How the hell you lose a playoff game to Jimmy G? Ooh. But anyway. All right, so the AFC looks like it's the Chiefs to lose, right? Speaking of Mahomes, finding a way to get it done. They get a little help from the refs here and there, right? But, hey, I mean, they winning. And I'm going to keep it a buck, man. If Mahomes can stay healthy, who going to stop him? Who going to stop him? Like, for real, who going to stop him if Mahomes? And I really think that's all of our last hope. The fact that they played 3 straight short off seasons, right? The injury bug got to show up at some point in time. Like, them short off seasons, they gonna catch up. It's the nature of the beast. So, I'm thinking the injury bug gonna hit him, and that's what's gonna keep them from going 3 straight. But if they go 3 straight, boy, we're gonna have to have a whole nother conversation. I think Bland playing Sunday, Joe, they activated him. Bland been activated, Joe, so he'll probably be out there Sunday. Yeah, one was the porn star Jimmy. Like, how you lose game to porn star, playoff game to porn star Jimmy? Since you had that baby, you don't want to win no game. Don't blame the baby, Tisha. So you saying he's more concerned, you know, with his wife and baby instead of perfecting his craft. But I'm gonna be honest with that. My take on Dak. Dak, up until Sunday, I've had no problem with him. Even, like, in the Saints game, we was outmatched. Lions game, we was outmatched. But Dak didn't check out. You understand? He didn't check out and just act like he forgot to play football. He forgot how to play football, right? So when he played San Francisco, it's like he forgot how to play football. And, like, the decisions he makes with the ball, it's like, dude, what the hell are we doing? What are you doing? What are you looking at? Like, do you see the red jerseys? Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell, bro? It's like he forgot to play football when he sees his team for some reason. And it's like, I'm sick of it, bro. You gotta stop doing this. Like, you gotta show up and beat that team. Like, you got to, right? But I'll get into it a little later. The newsflash, Jets still suck. Even with Devontae Adams, the Jets still suck, right? So I'm going to move on to the next topic. Jameis Winston leads the Browns to a win. The Chiefs just signed the refs to 10 more years. Yeah, they got to lock their star player up, Joe. But yeah, we'll be all right. Yeah, we'll be all right, T. We'll be all right. That loss wasn't all on Dak, though. How the hell you let Brock Purdy get more rushing yards and you're a tired team? Oh, I beg to differ, James. I beg to differ. Shanahan and that system is very good at running the ball, right? It's very good at running the ball. Very good at running the ball. And let's keep it a buck. We've been struggling stopping the run. But I'm finna pull it up. But this, I know that gave up 227 yards, but this wasn't Derrick Henry going for a 150 stiff arming rookies. Right? This wasn't that, bro. This was a good game. Right? And that's what Shanahan does. And now I'm gonna keep Purdy clean. And I'm gonna wait on Dak to make the mistake. Right? So, and it worked. It's been working the last four times they seen us, right? I'm gonna keep Purdy clean. Purdy went for 260 in the tub. You know what I'm saying? 223, two touchdowns rushing. Oh my. But the thing with the defense kind of did what Dak did in Pittsburgh, right? So they was giving up big plays all during the game. But in the fourth quarter in Pittsburgh, Dak showed up. Did what he needed to do. So the fourth quarter in San Francisco, the defense showed up, did what they needed to do. Yeah, I know they gave up big plays all during the game. But six-point game, we need the ball back. Defense stood up. Did what they need to do. I almost got a strip sack. I still don't know how the hell Purdy held on to that ball. Oh, Sean blew his back out. Right, so defense did exactly what needed to be done. Defense gave us a chance to win. So for that, I forgive the 200 yards rushing. I forgive the 260 to Purdy because when all the chips on the table, you showed up. You showed up. And I'm willing to bet you this, James. I bet you Brock Purdy don't have 260 if that dumb interception ain't thrown in the fourth quarter. Beginning of the third quarter when we up 10-6. If Dak take care of the ball and get us a touchdown, it's 17-6. It's totally different. If Dak take care of the ball and we get a touchdown, go up 17-6, it's probably a blowout. We probably run y'all at your own building. Right? But that's one of the dumbest. I'm gonna tell y'all this story. And I'm gonna go back to Jameis Winston. But I gotta tell you this. So my son, right, was watching the game. I was cooking. My son was in the front room watching the game. 11-year-old son, right? 11-year-old son. So I'm cooking. He watching the game. I hear my son go, "What the fuck?" I said, oh, what the hell wrong? You know, so I'm running. Like, my son almost cussed, dude, right? in front of me and his mama. Like, that's how bad the interception was, right? So I go in there, I'm like, "Dude, what the hell? What you in here? You about to get hands laid on you. What's going on?" He was like, "Dude, they just threw a pick." So I said, "All right, cool." I look at the replay. "Dude, what the fuck?" I said the exact same thing my son said. My son knew better than to do that. He 11 years old. Ain't never played a snap of football day in his damn life. He knew better than that. You understand? That's how bad the interception was. 11-year-old is cussing you out. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't be doing this 8 years in, bro. In the third quarter, on your end, and we can't be doing this. But anywho, Jameis Winston leads the Browns to a win. Deshaun Watson through, bro. Like, yeah, it's a wrap. Here's a wrap for Deshaun Watson. He out of here. K Boogie said Wizard. So Don don't need to come on. I'm gonna get y'all in the state of Cowboy. Y'all know I started the hashtag Free Donovan Wilson campaign.
when he was, you know, buried on the depth chart and should have been playing. But I think I'm going to start to campaign hashtag Ben's Donovan Wills. It's time for him to go. It's time for him to go and sit down. maybe you need to go over there with Quinn where he fit. He'll probably fit in what Quinn doing, right? But with Zim doing, he looked like a liability. More Zane said, Dak always do that in big games. Though last season in the game, he threw three picks. Yeah. All four of these losses we had to San Fran, I lay at Dak's feet because he throws the ball to the wrong team. Is it when and they are just dumb interceptions. Like, he threw one interception. CeeDee Lamb got a dude cooking him about 15 yards up the field. Right? You should have saw it pre-snap. They had CeeDee Lamb messed up on the linebacker. CeeDee in the slot lined up off the line. CeeDee in the slot lined up off the line. You can't jam him. And they got a linebacker on him. That's your read. I don't care what the play call is. That's your read. That's your mismatch. You should see all this pre-snap. You understand? And show his boo-boo stink. CeeDee come off the line. Boom, Baker. He wide open. 15, 20-yard game. You throw it to the linebacker over here. When you should have saw this pre-snap. You know what I'm saying? So that's what pisses me off with Dak when he plays. It's like he forgets to even get how to play football. I don't know what Fred Warner got on him, man, but it's terrible. So I'm gonna get past Zayman Wilson. Zayman Wilson has taken Deshaun Watson's job. This is officially the worst contract in the history of the league, giving Deshaun Watson all that money. I think Dak just like red. Maybe he do. Maybe his favorite color is red. I don't know. Because he sure can put that football on the red jersey pretty good. Oh, my Dak. Whoa. My boy Joseph, even my 90-year-old mama said, what the F when Dak threw? We might have the number one. Nah, we ain't going to have number one pick. We ain't going to have number one pick, Beats. I think that, yeah, so, you know. All right, let me go and get into picking something. I'm finna pick some games, and I'm gonna do my State of the Cowboys. I'm gonna slip on out of here. DJ, hit that beat for you, boy, man. Let me pick a couple of these games. All right, so we got Thursday Night Football, Texans versus the Jets, who still suck, even though they got Devontae Adams. Hassan Reddick, I think, is gonna play, make his debut. Texas lost Stephon Diggs, so they down a couple receivers. Give me the Jets. I think the Jets pulled this one out. So give me the Jets. Give me the Jets over the Texans. Bears, Cardinals in Arizona. Give me the Cardinals. I take the Cardinals on that one. All right, so Cowboys, Falcons in Atlanta. I think this. De'Ron Bland activated, so secondary is going to get a huge upgrade. Hopefully, the walking seat be able to be playing. You know, Carson. Hopefully, so if I got Bland and Carson on the side of Diggs, kind of like my chances, right? Hopefully, they bench one of these safeties. Get Wanye out there. Wanye and Bell out there at safety. You know, somebody need to act like they got a clue on the coaching staff. But I think this is a get-right game for the Falcons. One thing Dak Prescott can do is outshine Kirk Cousins. There's one thing Dak can do. So give me the Cowboys to get right against the Falcons. Jaguars, Eagles in Philly. Whole bunch of a little Philadelphia Eagles. Broncos, Ravens in Baltimore. I think this will be a close one, but I'm taking the Ravens at home. Lions, Packers in Lambeau Field. Yeah, bro. This the game right here. Yeah, these two best teams in the NFC in Lambeau Field. Give me the Packers. Bills, Dolphins in Buffalo. Give me the Bills. Seahawks, Rams in Seattle. Yeah, I think that's going to be a tough one, too. I think it's going to be a tough one, too. But I'm going to take the Rams. Give me the Rams on the road. Saints, Panthers in Carolina. Panthers are bye week. Give me the Saints. Raiders, Bengals, and Cincy. Give me Cincy. Cool Joe Burrow. Chargers, Browns, and Cleveland. I think Jameis Winston keeps it going. Gives us another inspirational interview post-game. Like, Jameis Winston's interviews are must-see TV. Andy, you don't know what the hell this dude's going to say. This dude quoted Eminem, right? Quoted Eminem. What did he say? You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. Opportunity comes once in a life. That's what he said. Quoted Eminem, right? I understand that, and to a certain extent, it's true. But Jameis, you done had way more than one opportunity to prove that you are a starting QB in this league. Maybe you not the guy to quote that. I'm just saying. All right, so we got Commanders versus the Giants in New York. Upset of the week. Give me the Giants to sneak past the Commanders. Patriots, Titans, and Tennessee. Give me the Patriots. Patriots playing some D right now. Sunday Night Football, Colts, Vikings, and Minnesota. I like Minnesota's D. They're going to pressure old man Flacco, get a couple takeaways. Vikings win. Give me the score. Give me the Vikings 24-20. Monday Night Football, Bucks, Chiefs, and Arrowhead, and the Cowboys, and the refs, and all that. Taylor Swift. Bucks ain't got a chance in hell. Give me the Chiefs by 10, 27-17. Old saying, I ain't never did nothing for you. All right, so let's get to the state of the Cowboys. I'm going to slide on about it. All right, so state of the Cowboys. Dak versus the Niners. Dak versus the Niners. I've been kind of talking about it all yesterday, really, all through the show. Dak has to get it done against the San Francisco 49ers, bro. Like, ain't no way around it. You can't consistently not show up against that team when you wear this jersey. When you wear this jersey, you cannot consistently not show up against that team, bro. It ain't gonna fly. It ain't gonna fly with me. It ain't gonna fly with the rest of Cowboy Nation. It's unacceptable. You gotta smoke them at some point. I understand. Look, they're a great team. Probably one of the best teams in the NFC. So what? Who cares? Who cares? We're not a 2-15 team. I think we still can make the playoffs this year, right? So we're not a slouch. That game was winnable. You understand? That game was winnable. You have to show up against that team. A defense that's been struggling all year with 5th and 6th string corners, 4th and 5th string D linemen, made a stop in the 4th quarter in the crunch. And here you are, $60 million first team QB, all pro QB, right? All pro wide receiver. You understand? 4-time Pro Bowl running back in the backfield. Nice tight end. Jalen Tolbert is solid, right? He ain't a world beater, but he's solid, right? He got nice hands. He can catch. You couldn't get a yard? You couldn't get a yard, bro? 4 straight incompletions, right? And the one, the Turpin, was money. I give him that. Beautiful throw. Gorgeous. But first down, you almost threw a pick 6 to the linebacker. Right? So, nah, bro. We got to get together. Like, you can't keep wetting the bed against this team, man. And I don't want to hear nothing about no O-line. Like I said, I definitely don't want to hear nothing about no defense. Because defense still no business in the 4th quarter. The defense really, the momentum shifted dramatically in the Cowboys' favor in the 4th quarter because of the defense. And Dak found CeeDee Lamb wide open a couple times. Yeah, sure he did. But the game on the line, bro, you've been moving the ball. You just went straight up the field, pop, 2 touchdowns. Do it again. We need you to do it again to win the game. So we can't keep saying Dak is elite. We need to pay Dak like one of the top guys. He elite, but we don't hold Dak to elite standards. It don't work like that. It don't work like that. Mahomes beat the same team on one leg in the Super Bowl, bro. In the Super Bowl, one leg, he beat this team. You mean tell me with the game on the line, you couldn't get a yard, bro? Nah, it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. By any stretch of the imagination, it ain't cool. right? And especially with that dumb interception that made 90-year-old women and 11-year-old kids cuss at the TV. It was that bad. When your man is open, the same man that told you jump ball in Pittsburgh when you threw a dumb pick in the red zone, should have been a jump ball in. Got to be better. You have to be better. You have to be better. That is unacceptable. Like I said, I don't want to hear no excuses. Sometimes it's come down to what's in here? What are you going to do? You got the ball, 2.5 minutes left, down 6. What are you going to do? What's in you? And I ain't been seeing nothing when it comes to these cats, bro. I'm going to call a spade, and it is what it is. Says Steve Young did the same thing versus the Cowboys. Yeah. That was a get-right game for the Cowboys. It should have been. We need more talent on both sides of the ball. And, I mean, we finna get more talent. Like, guys finna come back. You understand? But, nah. Like, nah. Mm-mm. Like, that was it. Like, that really could have started building the MVP case. He could have started to get himself in that conversation with Jared Goff and Lamar Jackson. And let's be honest, bro. They paying you like Lamar Jackson. These people that everybody's putting in it. Go check this comments. All these folks that's in it, that's being mentioned in MVP conversation. Dak Prescott should be getting mentioned in this conversation. You the longest tenured QB in the league. Highest paid player in the league. You should be elevating this team. I don't care about lack of talent. We got you. You understand? We got you on the squad. You should be elevating these guys. That's what it should be. And it ain't there. I ain't been seeing it. We need it. My boy said, yeah, y'all's rivalry is with us. And ours is with KC. Cause you gotta win to make it around. He ain't even rivalry with San Fran. We just go up there and get spanked at this point. Or they come to our house and spank us. Right? So they ain't gonna fly, bro. Nah, they ain't gonna fly. We need better. I don't think it's too much ass. I really don't think it's too much ass, right? So they gotta get together, man. No, and I said, he ain't got no more excuses. He ain't got no play calling excuses. I don't want to hear the play calling excuse. He has free reign on this offense. He can walk up to the line and do whatever the hell he wants, especially now because Mike McCarthy ain't got a contract. What the hell he going to tell Dak Prescott if he changes the play? You ain't even got a contract, dude. Shut up. Right? So I don't want to hear the play calling excuse. Dak can do whatever the hell he wants with this offense at any time. So if you want to, as a matter of fact, you want to say the play calling bad, look at that. Look at that. Maybe that's the problem with the play calling. Because nobody's stopping them from changing the play. Maybe that's the problem with the play calling. Right? We've had multiple offensive coordinators and we still don't run but what, 4 or 5 routes. Maybe it's that. Right? Multiple offensive coordinators. And we got the same complaint about it. Oh man, the play calling is so stale and vanilla. And yada, yada. Maybe it's that. Maybe they can only do so much with that. Man, I think it's time for us to start asking that question. You know what I'm saying? Because how we got all these different guys, but we can only do so much in the passing game. If Dak Prescott could make all the throws, wouldn't we have more route concepts? Right? I'm done with excuses. Just let Dak do that. I don't think he needs to trade for no running back. He needs to let Dalvin Cook play and let Rico play. Let Rico and Cook take it. But we definitely need a receiver. And that throw to Kevontae Turpin showed us that. We definitely need a receiver, right? So we definitely need a receiver. Team has checked out on Mike McCarthy. Everybody knows Mike is a lame duck. He on his way out of there. You know, if you, again, if you watch Stars Talking Cowboys, me and my play cousins, it was reported on that show that it was a players-only meeting with Jerry Jones. Mike McCarthy was not invited. Week later, shout out match between Jerry Jones and Mike McCarthy. So, this thing is getting bad real fast, right? So, and I'm gonna be honest, if the Cowboys get smoked in Atlanta, Mike probably getting fired immediately. Both of them probably getting fired immediately. But if Mike has completely lost his team, bro, it's a wrap. Like, it's a wrap. Everybody trying to get through this year, man, and see who the hell Jerry gonna bring in next. But I got news for you. If Jerry don't let that man coach, he's gonna be in the same boat. With all this cap space, with this new head coach, right? Jerry need to quit meddling and get his ass out the way. Right? So, all right. So, I'm finna get on this last topic. I'm gonna end the show. I gotta slip on out of here. He can't even fly back with it. Yeah, man. No, you find your own way back. You find your own way back to Dallas, bro. You can't hang with us with a rope. Call the Uber or something. You know what I'm saying? All right, so Cowboy Nation, I know it's been rough, right? And a lot of y'all been asking me. He's 82 years old. Thank you. Too damn old to be doing this, right? Sit down. Go sit down. So a lot of y'all been asking me, ain't you tired? Huh? Ain't you tired of this? Ain't you tired of the Cowboys letting you down? Ain't you tired? I'm going to say this. At the end of the year, it's 1-1 and 31 losers. But it's amazing. It's amazing. Out of them 31 losers, y'all only concerned about one of them. Right? Y'all only concerned about one of them 31 losers. Right? You always want to say the Cowboys ain't won and so on and so. But there's some teams out there that got longer drafts than the Cowboys and less rings, may I add. But yeah, and still, you only worry about one of them 31 losers. Right? So, I got something special for y'all, and I'm going to get the hell on out of here because I got to pick my daughter up from ballet. DJ, so to answer your question, is Mr. Cowboy Nation tired of rooting for the Cowboy? I'm going to let my good people in Mississippi sing a little something. DJ, hit that beat for me. I'm my good people in Mississippi sing something for you. Every day I'm ripping this stuff. Every day. No! Sing it! Yeah! Just in case you're wondering, I ain't tired yet. Cowboy Nation, hold on and be strong, baby. We got pieces coming back. We getting healthy. The schedule gonna get easier. It's gonna turn around. Trust me. And I'm gonna be standing on business then like I'm standing on business now. I ain't tired yet. Cowboy Nation, stand with your boy. We're gonna get through this. We're gonna be all right. Next week, next Wednesday, 7 p.m., my page. Mr. Cowboy Nation is challenging you not to be good, but to be great. Thank you, everybody, for coming through. Go Cowboys.